page 155. Task 2. Discussion.
Fancy that. I've made up my mind about the summer holiday at last. We're going to travel to the sea, to Italy. How about it?
Not if you paid me. This time we won't. The next time we're staying in a beach resort abroad will only be after we enter the Eurozone. It's just a waste of money. I mean, the commission charged to exchange money all the time.
Why can't you work up any enthusiasm for it? Money comes and goes in the case of holidays. Let it be forint or euro. Okay, there's a difference.
Do you ever wonder where our money goes when exchanging from Hungarian forints to euros and then back again? In my experience, you're hit with sky-high exchange charges for the ATM withdrawal whenever we're staying abroad. For me, a one-week-long domestic holiday will do for this year. And then we'll pay in forints. I can wait.
That's not how I see it. As far as I know, there's no target date for Hungary to be part of the Eurozone because we don't want to give up the country's monetary independence. So we're still in the dark about the day it happens. I don't really mind us not joining the Eurozone, if you ask me.
Why not? The adoption of the euro would increase foreign investment in Hungary.
I'm utterly convinced that the single currency system isn't as attractive as it was before the economic crisis of 2008. Just look around. Certain decisions of the European Central Bank deteriorated the economic situation of Greece, Italy, and Portugal.
Maybe, it's true. But what matters to me is that it has also led to the elimination of exchange rate fees and increased ease of travel and business. This is what I can hardly wait for.
Are you aware of the fact that the set conversion rate between the euro and the forint isn't that high if we pay by debit card abroad? I like the idea of mid-rate conversion, you know. It's more cost-efficient to use when paying, but not for cash withdrawal, of course.
In essence, I'm expecting the breakthrough in vain, for many years to come. So you say, in that case, paying by card is the ideal way whenever we're in a foreign country. Okay, you won. Let's drop the subject. But what did you say about Italy?